As we approach the dreaded April 15th tax deadline, and come on, admit it, you're procrastinating again, and just cause because you're probably going to have to pay up instead of get back. We're reminded about just how much New Jersey residents are indeed taxed. There are the income taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, now the talk of an increase in the gas tax, and that's just a portion of posted, not the list. And when you combine all that with excessive and irresponsible government spending, you do create a painful reality for New Jersey residents. My next guest heads a New Jersey organization which, coming up on April 12th, wants to harness and empower the voice and will of you and make a difference. Here are the details of their Tax Day rally as the director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity, Darren Nowicki. Good morning, Darren.
How are you, Chris?
Good to have you here. AmericansForProsperity.org is your starting point. Then you can dive into the various state chapters if you're listening on the stream, for example, in other states, and certainly for New Jersey to find out about the Tax Day rally and phone bank, which is happening on Saturday, April 12th from 11:30 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon at Fort Mott State Park. That's in Pennsville, New Jersey. It's a free event open to the public, and there'll be food there. So that's one way, Darren, to make sure people show up if you lay out food. So that's good. Whoever thought that idea, that's good proper planning there. But talk about what the goal, the mission of this whole day is going to be about.
Listen, the biggest theme here is as Washington collects more of your money, Americans are collecting less. And what are we getting with all the money that we continue to send to Washington? The sad reality is Washington's going to collect over $3 trillion in revenue, the largest ever in history, and what are you getting for that spending? And that's at the heart of this. And it's putting a pressure on our politicians, whether it be Trenton or Washington, to rein in the spending, look at what every other American has to do in balancing their budget, making cuts where they need to actually just survive in the economy that we're in. And politicians in Washington, they just don't get it.
And you add to the fact, too, that all the dollars that New Jersey residents send to Washington, New Jersey ranks among the bottom of the states who wind up getting any percentage of that back in services or programs or any sort of aid or assistance.
That's correct. And New Jersey is considered a donor state. And on top of that, with the amount of money that we send to Trenton, a lot of residents never see that money coming back to their local municipalities either. Once that money gets sucked up into the powers to be, a lot of that money going to the handouts to special interests, whether it be unions or inner cities, or spending hundreds of millions of dollars to revive a failing casino in Atlantic City.
The whole idea, too, of the Tax Day rally, again, it's Saturday, April 12th, 11:30 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon at Fort Mott State Park in Pennsville. What exactly is going to happen? A phone bank is basically, you think of phone banks, that's a situation where you're going to be calling out to people. What's the pitch going to be? Is this a way that to remind people that they are the ones who empower what happens around them, and if they do nothing, then nothing good is going to happen as far as they're concerned?
Yeah, we're going to provide some great information. A few folks will get up and say a few words. And then ultimately what we'd like to do is folks to get on the telephone and call their fellow citizens and let them know about all the wasteful spending that's happening in Washington and in Trenton. And we got to remember that we are the ones who are in charge. And it's sad. Being back here in my home state, New Jersey, I've met a lot of folks who are just disgruntled. They just don't know what to do, and they've kind of thrown up their hands and have given up. And Americans for Prosperity in New Jersey, we are here to tell them and everyone else that we're here to help you. We're here to push good fiscal policy in Trenton. And now is the time not to throw up your hands. Now is the time to figure out what we can do and make a positive change within our state, because I think it can happen. I've seen it happen in other states. We just need to stay the course. It's going to be a long course. But if we stick to what our plan is, we can make something happen and have some good fiscal change, be it in Washington or Trenton, in this coming year.
Talking with Darren Nowicki, who is the director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity. AmericansForProsperity.org is the national website. You can learn more about the various state chapters, including New Jersey. The New Jersey chapter has their Tax Day rally and phone bank coming up on Saturday, April 12th, from 11:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fort Mott State Park in Pennsville. It's a free event open to the public. Food will be served and empowerment will be offered as well through the various activities that will be taking place that day. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. You know what, Darren, you add to the fact, too, that we have a re-election rate of in the 90 percentile. We have an election participation rate by the residents on a good year, maybe in the 50 percentile. So when you look at the 2014 midterms coming up, this is a perfect time for people to step up and say to whichever politician they want to point the finger at, you're not getting it done, you're fired.
And that's exactly what Americans for Prosperity does. When we go out, we let folks know in their communities exactly what their congressional member has been voting for, be it in Trenton or in Washington. And this year, I think you've seen Democrats running away from the health care issue, and we're reminding Americans who voted for this and the reason why we are in the predicament that we're in. The fact of the matter is the new unemployment numbers came out today, essentially unchanged. You have a underemployment, discouraged unemployment, the kind of the real unemployment number that I call it, still at 12.7%. You know, the participation rate in the labor force is still flat, at the lowest in three decades. And why is that? That's because we have politicians that are going to Trenton. They do nothing but pork barrel spending still. And a perfect example of that is with the Hurricane Sandy relief bill. You had a good bill to help New Jersey residents out who were hit hard by an unfortunate incident. And they tacked in billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, to pet project spending with that Sandy relief bill.
Oh, yeah, there's money going into towns that wouldn't know what a shore or a beach looks like because they're that far inland.
Exactly. And that's the sadness that is Washington, to where we're still not doing the right thing for citizens who need it. And the best way of getting this taken care of is through a limited government, reducing our spending, and not the spending that Washington's talking about. I mean, let's not be fooled by the agreement that was come up by the Ryan Murray budget deal, because they all promised spending cuts in the future. And you and I both know darn well that when that time comes to cut that spending, it will not happen. And so we need to continue to hold the feet to the fire of the politicians and make sure that they do the right thing time and time again. And it's tough. And I get it's tough for the folks down in Washington, but they need to be reminded by the folks that elect them year in and year out that they need to remember, you know, election time is coming, and we know what you've done, and we're going to let your folks know how you've been voting on some of these very important issues.
Wrapping our time with Darren Nowicki, who is the director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity. AmericansForProsperity.org is the website, and they have their Text Day rally and phone bank coming up Saturday, April 12th, 11:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fort Mott State Park in Pennsville, New Jersey. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned the unemployment numbers, too, Darren, how what was the response this past week in the U.S. Senate? Funding extended unemployment benefits rather than cutting taxes and eliminating regulations for business to become job creators again.
Yeah, that's a sad reality. I mean, you have still 3.7 million people have been jobless for 27 weeks. And, you know, the group of long-term unemployed. And that's a sad reality. You know, folks aren't looking for a handout. Folks want to participate. They want to be something. And ultimately, at the end of the day, everyone that I talk to who's been unemployed, they come to me and they tell me one thing. I just want a job. And we need to find people who are going to create jobs. And more government handouts and more corporate cronyism is not the way of creating jobs, whether it be at the state level or the national level. And you see that with the unemployment numbers that we've had with this particular president. I mean, you've seen that in the unemployment numbers even here in New Jersey, where we still have one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation here in our home state, because you have obstructionists in Trenton who are blocking good legislation being put forward to, whether that be lower our sales tax, lower our corporate income tax, make it a fair and even playing field here in our home state to allow businesses to thrive. Instead, we continue to give handouts just to the elite, and our small businesses here are being crushed. And that's where you see people just fleeing our state. You know, it's not not the retirees. It's not the millionaires who are leaving our state in groves. It's our workforce. And that's the reason why we're in the predicament that we're in, with fewer tax dollars being generated. You know, the left typically forgets. The more folks you have paying in, the more money that comes in. And if folks have a job, they're paying taxes and contributing to society.
Yes,
that's the reality.
Yeah, when you put in a millionaire's tax, the millionaires can easily afford to move somewhere else. And we saw that when the Corzine administration placed that, and the call to do that again is obviously and hopefully continues to fall on deaf ears. Let me give you the info again. It's the Tax Day Rally and Phone Bank coming up on Saturday, April 12th, 11:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fort Mott State Park. That's at 454 Fort Mott Road in Pennsville, New Jersey. Free event open to the public. You get more information by calling 201-400-3666. 201-400-3666. Free food, free exchange of ideas, and a free motivation for personal empowerment in the political process, because there's a lot of people in Trenton and in Washington that have to be reminded who the boss is, who the employee is, and what happens to employees when they don't do what they're expected to do. Learn more about Americans for Prosperity at their national website, AmericansForProsperity.org, and that'll be the place, too, where you can branch off into the state chapters, including New Jersey. We've been joined by the director of the New Jersey chapter of Americans for Prosperity, Darren Nowicki. Darren, thanks so much for being here this morning.
I appreciate it, Chris. You have a wonderful day.